Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, very lugubrious tidings. It's a new low for the abortion industry. Livia Tosici-Bolt has been found guilty of trying to save children. Yeah, what a heinous crime. Standing outside a human slaughterhouse, abortion clinic, with a sign saying, here to speak if you want. I'll say it again, here to speak if you want. Who was harmed by that? Nobody. Nobody. Talk about victimless crime. Nobody could ever be harmed by such a sign. Okay. In there, they are committing murder. They're murdering little girls and little boys every single day. Children are ripped apart. Children are asphyxiated. Children have a saline solution injected into their hearts. This is the ritual murder of little children at public expense. So who's really harming people? It's not that woman, because some woman might have second thoughts, might speak to her, choose to spare her child, might speak to her, choose not to spare her. Either way, no harm done by speaking to her. So the abortionists, they always justify their atrocities on the basis of choice, but they're totally anti-choice. Children never choose to die. If these babies could choose, if they know what was going on, they would not choose to be ripped apart. They would not choose asphyxiation. They would not choose to have a fatal substance injected into their hearts. And so what about this woman's choice? Her exercising her choice to stand there. She's the one promoting choice. It's the abortion industry of suppressing it. They don't want to be denied their victims. They don't want to miss out on their blood money because they're paid for every murder that they commit. They're paid through taxpayers' money in almost every case. I mean, even if it wasn't a penny of taxpayers' money, I would still vehemently object to it. So anyway, it's absolutely sick what's going on. So within 150 meters, doing anything which might persuade a woman to show mercy, no, no, not allowed. What if she's been coerced? What if she's not compos mentis at the time, mentally subnormal, depressed or something like that? No chance to change her mind. If the abortionists really wanted choice on this issue, they would be applauding her. They would approve of people being there in the execution chamber to remind these mothers they have a choice in the very last moment. They are mothers. A woman who has a child is a mother. There's a father of this child as well. People say we have abortions because we don't have parents. Too late for that. They already are parents. They're only able to have an abortion because there's already a child to murder. Anyway, it's very, very sad. So Miss Bolt, she was found guilty on two counts of breaching the public spaces protection order in 2023. Well, it was really about protection. They would protect children. What they're doing is expediting the mass murder of children. It's absolutely sickening, the war on freedom, so that all the forms of effective protests are taken away. Now, is it ever permissible to break the law? Lex in justa, non et lex. If people hadn't broken the law, there would be no parliament. There would be no free expression. There would be no habeas corpus. There would be no right to a fair trial. There would be no gender equality. There would be no racial equality. There would be no abolition of slavery. There would be no human rights whatsoever. There'd be no freedom at all if people hadn't broken the law. These rights were only established because people dared to assert them. So anyway, I completely approve of what she did. She's done nothing wrong at all. It shows how grossly unjust the United Kingdom is now. You know, she should be awarded a medal, not victimized. Here to talk if you want. That's what she said at Bournemouth. So they're in Dorset. She's been found guilty of this crime. Now, quite rightly, in the United States, people have spoken up about this. The Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights and Labour put out a statement. We are monitoring a case. It's important that the United Kingdom respect and protect freedom of expression. Absolutely. So what an international disgrace that she's been oppressed like this. She's been deprived of her rights by the same people who want to murder little children. You see how two-tier it is. When child abusers were protesting outside these slaughterhouses, they would say the most cruelly insulting things to human rights activists. They would threaten them. They would assault them. The police would never take action about this. The police, they're an abortionist organization. There will be child murderers in the police force, as there are in the judiciary, as there are in the civil service, in the Home Office, in the Cabinet Office in particular. I know. And the authorities, they know there are child murderers there. They say this in their job interviews and they get the jobs anyway, and no action is taken against them. There are people who are social workers who murdered their children. There are people who are teachers, even a headmistress who murdered a child, and no action is taken. And they get to be in charge of our children. And they are coming for your kids, and they could have murdered my children. I wouldn't even know. So it really is sickening and just outrageous. So anyway, this is what the district judge, Orla Austin, said. She lacks insight that her presence could have a detrimental effect on women attending the clinic, their associate staff, and members of the public. I accept her beliefs were truly held. Although it's accepted this defendant held pro-life views, it's important to know this case is not about the rights and wrongs of abortion, but about whether was the defendant was in the breach of the PSPO. Right, that's the end of the quotation. Well, it could not possibly have a detrimental effect. I don't think anyone claimed it had a detrimental effect. It could only have had a positive effect of saving somebody's life. Someone like this might have saved your life. That might be the only reason you're here. And these little children, they're just as human as you and me. They're just as alive as you and me. They have the same right to life as you do and I do. From the moment of conception, there you have the two gametes fuse, and it's no longer a cell of the mother's body or a cell of the father's body. A zygote is a human being with a unique genetic code, is alive, is respiring. But they don't look like they're a human, yeah, but they are. There can be a difference between appearance and reality, just like a wax dummy might look like a human and not actually be one. Someone you don't think looks like a human is, but he or she does look like a human at that stage of life, which is just a very, very early stage. And none of us would be here at this stage if we hadn't been at that stage. And so it goes on. So the Anti-Social Behaviour Crime and Policing Act have been brought. You know, Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole Council is going bankrupt, and they wasted a huge sum of money. It was at hundreds of thousands of pounds to convict this person who'd never done anything wrong. Now, the defence counsel, Rosalind Coman, quite correctly said the council hasn't produced any evidence that Ms. Tosichi Bolt was in fact either observed by any service user or any other forms of harm caused by her behaviour. My point is not that breaches never cause harm. Rather, there is no evidence that Mr. Sichi Bolt's conduct did in this case. And there was absolutely not. So anyway, she's a retired medical scientist and she's the resident there in Bournemouth. So she said Great Britain is supposed to be a free country, yet have been dragged through the court merely for offering consensual conversation. Peaceful expression is a fundamental right. No one should be criminalized for harmless offers to converse. So conversation is criminal. Can you believe that? She didn't harass anyone. She didn't speak to anyone against his or her will. She didn't attempt to intimidate anyone. So they will say it's harmful, the abortionist. It's not remotely harmful. It's a good thing. It's saving people. They're beyond harmful. The chutzpah it takes for them to accuse other people of doing harm, wow, that it's intimidation. So any demonstration you disagree with, you just say it's intimidatory. No, they're the ones with the deadly poisons. They're the ones with the offensive weapons. They're the ones who are doing harm. My God. Anyway, it's staggering and nauseating. So surprise, surprise, the child abuse ring that runs these sort of slaughterhouses is applauded the fact this woman's rights have been taken away. She was within 150 meters of one of their slaughterhouses. So that's it. She could get an unlimited fine. She's got a conditional discharge, so no action taken against her as well. Well, it's very dispiriting, it's infuriating, and it is sickening, sadly, that oppression is going on like this. You know, one day we all sit back and think, how did we do that? How did we allow children to be murdered in their millions, 60 million children every single year, and it's going on. Wow. You know, in a few generations' time, we will shrink back in horror when we think that people got away with this. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callahan, 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.